to what extent, after all your reporting, do you think the Kraft conversation with Arthur Blank directly submarined Bill's chances to get that job in Atlanta?
Yeah, there was two of them. And the simple fact is that I don't exactly know. However, a source close to Belichick believes that Kraft played a big part in it. And let's zoom out for a second here. Robert Kraft and Arthur Blank, as owners go, are good friends. And it's been no secret in league circles for a long time, that the Kraft-Belichick relationship functioned on a professional level very, very well. But these were two men who didn't necessarily, they weren't personal friends. I reported in my book that back in 2008, Kraft was at a league meeting. So this is 2008. This is after the Patriots were 30 seconds from a undefeated season and after Spygate. And an executive asked Kraft at the league meeting, what's it going to take for you to fire that a-hole? And Kraft said, 8-8. So that was a long time ago. And, you know, I think that Kraft and Blank have spoken with some candor about Belichick over the years. Now, mid-January, Belichick is available to be a head coach for the first time in a long time since the 90s. And Kraft and Blank spoke twice about him. And we have reporting that showed that Kraft expressed clearly that Belichick wasn't trustworthy. Stacey James, Kraft spokesman, Patriots spokesman, denies that that was part of the conversation. However, he elaborated that, you know, there could have been some candor and that, like, at tough moments, he could see, you know, some feelings being vented between Kraft and Blank. But Arthur Blank had that interview with Bill Belichick on January 25th on his super yacht. He was enamored with Bill Belichick. There was a lot of reports and speculation coming out that he was the front runner. Remember, the joke was that, you know, it wasn't Blank interviewing Belichick, it was vice versa.
Right.
And then he meets with the Falcons staff. By that point, I think that the odds were long that Belichick was going to coach the Falcons. And as we report, he wasn't in anyone's top three of the executives there. And so something happened, and we did our best to try to illuminate it.
What did Bill do to Robert Kraft behind the scenes, Seth? What happened there that the trust would have eroded to this point where he's calling other owners to warn them?
It's a great question. From Belichick's point of view, I mean, sources have told us that he's not exactly sure why all this is coming out, why Kraft said the things that he said in the dynasty, pointing fingers at him so much. And I think it's interesting how narratives work. Like, you have the past 2 years of Patriots football where they've looked pretty bad offensively. And there was a narrative that Belichick's kind of lost his fastball, that, you know, it was all Brady, that, you know, the Patriot way, as it turns out, is not divisible. And then the dynasty comes out, in which Kraft, you know, looks into the camera and confirms a bunch of reporting that me and others had sent out over the years that he had denied, showing just how bad those relationships were. In fact, they were worse than any of us knew. And, you know, how personally Kraft took some of those things, such as blaming the Eagles Super Bowl loss square on Belichick's shoulders.
Unbelievable.
And then, you know, he's out of a job. And then he really doesn't get much of a look outside of the Falcons to be a head coach. And now all of a sudden, it's like all this stuff has kind of shifted the narrative a little bit, where, like, people are remembering that this guy has authored some of the most brilliant game plans in NFL history, not just in big games, but in, you know, routine AFC East games. I think there's a new appreciation for Bill that's coming out from his former players, from his friends around the league, from other coaches, in light of everything that's happened the past 2 years. Now, whether that means he's going to get a head coaching job next year remains to be seen.